The World Antibiotic Awareness Week started a few years ago, and it is basically to create the awareness of what these life-saving medicines can do for you and how we should preserve them, how we should use them, how we should dispose of them. These are life-saving medicines, and we need to handle them with care.
The three agencies are calling for responsible use of antibiotics in humans and animals to help reduce the emergence of antibiotic resistance. How can this be done?
Well, that's a very, very complex question. The answer would be multifaceted. I think one of the principles of us coming together is that we recognize the complexity of the issue. We're dealing with not only one sector, it's not only the human health sector. In food and agriculture, we are dealing with dairy and poultry and shrimp and crops, bees, rabbits. So I think we do need to have our message and our implementation of the good agricultural practices catered to a particular sector. So it's one step at a time. And certainly we often look at some countries that have progressed or are at the top of the scale in their good agricultural practices, and we have to recognize that it's taken them decades to get to that. And I'm referring to maybe some of the Nordic countries or those that are in Europe or parts of North America or in the Pacific. But again, it's taken decades. So we cannot expect that overnight this will happen in some of the low or middle income countries.
What do you expect will come out of this world event?
It's an awareness week. And so I do think that it's good communication, creating that awareness, not only to the public at large, but also to the professionals. And in our case, those professionals that are producing food to the world, the farmers, the veterinarians, the agronomists, the pharmacists, those decision makers.